What is going to happen, everybody? It's Nolan North alongside who?
Drew Lewis.
Yes, Drew Lewis. I let him say it this time. Yeah. I thought I'd be nice.
It was nice.
And this is the Retro Replay, Retro Rewind podcast. And it's Alien trilogy.
Yes, Aliens. I love Aliens.
You're a big Alien fan, aren't you?
I do. I love them. Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah, Bill Paxton, who we talk about today. Yeah. I actually got to meet him. God rest his soul. Great guy. Just in passing. But it's nice having a casual beer with a guy. I think it was San Diego Comic-Con. And he was just this normal dude. And I just wanted him to could you do some Chet lines from Weird Science? And he probably wouldn't have, but.
Maybe.
I kind of wanted him to.
I know. That would have been so good. Fair warning for everybody playing this game. There are facehuggers, so expect the facehugger jokes. And then I don't want to promise anything, but there are cheat codes, and I think we're going to get to those. So it's going to be easier.
No. Yeah, well, cheat codes make my life so much better, even when I'm not playing a video game. So enjoy the Alien trilogy.
Schmutz on these, look at this. What is on that? Ugh. I don't even know what that is.
You guys have no idea what I deal with. Schmutz on my shoe.
Schmutz on my shoe.
I stepped in dog shit barefoot.
I don't think it's dog shit.
I'm finally in a place in my life where I can go back and afford. This will actually, believe it or not, will tie into what we're going to do today.
We've talked about this before. I grew up with not a lot of money. And my tennis shoes were like hand-me-downs that sometimes my sister gave me. So I'm going back now that I'm able to, and I go back and I get all the things that I couldn't get as a kid.
Jellies? Did you wear sis's jellies?
Jellies. I'd forgotten about that. Woof. Terrible shoes. Here, put some plastic that if it's too hot, and I lived in Texas, those shoes are now part of your feet.
It's like, oh, I stepped in gum. No, it's your shoe.
No, it's your shoe. And there's like sticks to you, and you're like, I can't get it off.
You know what jellies always reminded me of? What? Remember the spray-on shoes
in
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
I was going to set that clip up. Brilliant.
Okay, well, I just set it up. Roll it.
Spray-on shoes.
How are you going to get them off, nerd?
And that's the futuristic jelly.
Man.
Please get back to your story.
I love that you thought that. That's 2 weeks in Australia.
That's it.
That's like a lot of time on the road. That's a lot of time on the couch. The fact that we could like think of the same random Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Mm. Such a great, anyway.
Great movie. One of Mr. T's best works.
Growing up, I didn't do a lot of the things that most cool kids did. I didn't listen to what the cool kids listened to. I didn't wear what the cool kids wore. Clearly. But like, honestly, Alien, I will never forget where I was and who I was with when I finally admitted I was with Travis Willingham, Liam O'Brien, and Yuri Lowenthal, and I finally, I don't know if you did this growing up or as an adult, but there's things that we're sometimes afraid to admit that we didn't experience, like what do you mean you've never seen Godfather? Or what do you mean you've never done this thing or whatever?
I can probably pin the year that you're talking about, because I think I know you guys were working on. Don't tell me you had never seen Alien.
To that point, I had not seen Aliens. Yeah,
Aliens. Yeah,
and it was
really
Alien. I saw, freaked me out. I got in a lot of trouble for seeing it. I got in real trouble. I got in trouble for seeing Alien, and I got in trouble for seeing Nightmare on Elm Street. And they used it kind of like, see, this is why you don't do this. This is because it messes with your head. But I was a 33-34-year-old man when I was like, guys, I'm about to tell you something. I've never seen Aliens, and the joy. That just, they sucked all the air out of the room, and they were like, can we go to Blockbuster and rent this thing tonight? And they were like so excited. I'm excited to see this. People always take their glasses off to make a point. Go.
I don't know if I've seen Aliens.
What?
Game over, man.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we gonna do now?
Bill Paxton.
That's
Aliens.
Game over, man?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. Okay. Sorry.
Alien is the first one.
I thought the first one was game over, man.
No, that's two.
That's two?
Yeah, Alien is.
Aliens where it's like, that's where the.
Yeah. And did you know that's
game over, isn't it?
No, that's two.
Oh, shit. One S makes that big a difference.
Yeah. Ripley was written, originally the character was conceived as a male. And Sigourney Weaver came in and crushed it, and they didn't change a thing. They just literally put Sigourney Weaver in that character.
That's a great character. I mean, it's a brilliantly written character because it goes beyond gender.
And it also shows how good of an actor Sigourney Weaver is. And
she was amazing.
The power that she had to like come in and go,
get away from her, you bitch.
That line doesn't work, by the way, if it's a guy.
No, it's stupid. And in the time that this came out, where you have like buxom blondes, you know, and like big chested, super curvy, you know, she came out and is smoking hot in nothing but a tank top and just powerful. But she's a very androgynously shaped woman. She's not like, you know what I mean? She's not like this.
She's also 7 feet tall.
She's very tall.
She's very tall. She was like, at least she's a runway model at one point.
She has striking features.
Oh, yeah. She's
unbelievable. But I wouldn't look at her and go like,
Didn't meet her, but saw her in person one time.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Strikingly beautiful woman. You're like, okay, yeah.
And she's an erudite as well. Like not an erudite. She's an erudite.
She's aerodynamic is what she is. I once met her down at Lockheed.
Will you do me a favor?
Intro the show?
There you go.
What is going to happen, everybody? Nolan North, Troy Baker. We're back on the couch. Man. We're talking all things Alien because that's the game we're playing today.
Yeah, man.
Alien. I mean, I got the glasses.
Because
I'm really into a lot of this stuff.
There's a lot of pages.
I don't know a lot about this.
You don't know about the game or the franchise?
Well, full disclosure, I've watched a little of the game.
Guys.
Haven't played, obviously.
It is fast power.
And my first thing I watched, I looked at it, I went, this looks like Doom.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, get this, Drew's notes, Doom started out as an Aliens game pitch.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Didn't Gearbox work on...
I don't know. Shit.
I don't know if Doom... Or if Gearbox worked on Doom. I don't know if it was id.
I don't know.
It was id Software, but Doom... I think they
take
just
us into this,
and
man.
And they also did Aliens, so that we won't really talk about that one, but...
But we've been getting a lot of comments from people that you haven't been playing enough.
Okay,
And that we talk too much before we get to the game... Now, we know the movies, although I got to be honest with you, I just had that little blip that I didn't think. So there's Alien, then Aliens, then Aliens.
No, Alien 3. And this is the one that we don't really like to talk about.
Because that's the one with Winona Ryder.
Not even aware of that. When I found, today we got here to the set, it's a trilogy? Really? No idea.
Well, you could go... more. You could also say that when they finally brought in like
Prometheus,
Alien,
that thing.
Don't even start. How
I
in
like
the
Fassbender,
world
though.
Does Ridley Scott not go, hey, real quick, I'm writing the script. Was it LV-426 or LV-423? Like you can easily reference that. Because when I watch Prometheus, I'm like, bring it on, dude. I want all of the culminating thing. I want to see how this is supposed to set this up. It gets doing its LV-423. And I went, what? It's LV-426. That's where the beacon came from. It's LV-426. And he's like, LV... Fuck it.
Really?
Oh, man, there's so many things. And, like, the whole thing where the guy, the astronaut's, like, looking up in the thing, I was like, that's a perfect setup for what happened in Alien. Eh. I will say this. We're going to get to the game. Don't worry. We did Switzerland for Christmas one year.
Yep.
This is before we had Traveler. And we went to Gruyère, France. And not only is Gruyère, France famous for the cheese.
It smells like that, too.
It literally, the entire town smells like it. It has a lovely little castle. But then it also has the H.R. Geiger Museum. And you can go in and see all of his, like, demented artwork. Like, he did the design for the Xenomorphs.
Did he really?
Yeah, dude. And you see, and like, all of the set design. He basically was the creator. The coolest part is that across, so you have this music, and this is built into like this old medieval hamlet. Like it's a super, you can walk it in 15 minutes, the entire town. So you have the museum right here, and then directly across right here is a bar that's themed, and when you walk inside and it feels like you're in the alien universe.
The Giger Bar, which was also fully designed by H.R. Giger.
But yeah, it's alien, and I'm totally down to play. So this is a
Retro
PS1
Replay.
Game.
We're brought to you today by Switzerland's Board of Tourism.
Yeah, the Swiss Board
Send
of Tourism.
Send us tickets. All right, so...
Camera sway on Acid Rain.
Let's go.
Oh, Acid Rain, Raging Terror, Xenomania. All right.
Acid Rain. Wait. So
here's where we would enter because...
So Acid Rain is easiest.
Yeah. That sounds like that's very misleading, mischaracterization of the level.
Do you want to enter a password? Because we got passwords.
Well,
here.
Let's give it just the old good college try first and see what happens. But there is a lot of stuff that we can do to incorporate our favorite.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
View ending screen. Enter fly 235 as a password, and you get to view the ending sequence. Maybe we'll do that at the end.
All right, that'd be a real good treat. Let's start game.
Pause the game and press triangle, circle twice, and then square, and you get a power shotgun. That's nice. You can also get one of them down at the Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri. You come on in and you say, I want the power shotgun. They're going to say, do you have ID? And I say, I do not. And you just say, hell, you can have it anyway.
I never thought every
waiting period's about 5 minutes. Go get yourself a nice frozen custard. Another little thing that today is yes. May 23rd. And the original Alien movie came out
May 25th, 1979. So think about this.
I swear.
What? We're going to party like it's 1979?
Do you know how old I was? May 25th, 1979?
You were...
Eight.
You were eight?
Rewind it.
Eight was a very big year for you.
And the dog jumped on my back and began humping me. And he's like, no, we'll drive. I'm like, well, you can't drive. You're not supposed to drive. And my parents, I think my dad and mom met him as he just got out of the car. And I started, I think, crying and freaking out. Because one time, toilet wouldn't flush. I was at a girl's house. I had to wrap up the deuce.
No.
I did. That's a true story. Yeah, it was not a good year.
Oh, eight was not a good year.
Eight was
wrong. But it ends in a nine. So that's comforting.
I turned nine.
You turned
nine? Yeah. November, December were very good to me, but eight.
Mm-mm. Ah. You know, we have that thought and it just goes right out.
Troy, right?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Who's asking?
Oh, I just...
I was going to get to the gameplay, but... Oh, that's what I was going to say.
What?
A few years before this movie would come out and a fewest years before Star Wars would come out, Rod Serling would do a talk at USC, I believe it was. Was it UCLA?
UCLA. You told me about this.
Okay, it was UCLA.
UCLA.
Thank you for correcting me. And someone would ask him, do you think that, you know, now that Star Trek is off the air, Twilight Zone is off the air, do you feel that television and film has any space for science fiction? And he said, I do, actually. I do believe. He goes, as a matter of fact, one of your students shows great promise. As a young student named George Lucas that I think is going to do some great things.
Who originally went to UCLA, THX something, 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 big box office smash.
And then to cut to just like a few years later, Star Wars comes out and then Alien comes out and it's just the 80s gives us all of these great, this booming science fiction. Just brings a little tear to this nerd's eye.
Mission brief.
All right.
Go ahead and read that.
You are advised to clear the entrance for the Marine drop crew by removing crate and barrel, crate store, barricades, and dispatching any xenomorphs you may encounter. Note that due to the protective design of the barrels for transportation, your 9mm will be ineffective in their removal. Search out alternative means. Means find other guns.
All right.
Again, come on down to the Bass Pro Shops here in Springfield, Missouri. Get yourself a frozen custard while you wait for ammo.
See... Boy, it is just like
all
Jim.
Right.
So it's.
You know, I asked Drew earlier. I said, "Is this supposed to be so dark?" Because that's and it is. It's shoot.
Yeah.
It's eating your face.
Yeah, I know. Right. Oh, because I need a PS1 controller because I'm playing on PS2, or the DualShock, what? And it's got. Man, I want to go to that analog stick so bad.
Hold on, I think I see another one of them jelly creatures.
Boy, it is dark.
Oh, there it is! Hey! That's nice. Look at, they got the red. You got
You got the red.
You got the red.
Man, just the D-pad alone.
Oh, God. I don't like this creepy stuff. You know, I've never been a fan of horror movies. And
I'm not
I like sci-fi, so I was like, I remember seeing Aliens for the first time going, this is going to be more fun. Can't do barrels.
I love it. It says, it will be ineffective. I'm like, I don't believe you. That tells
they go over that pad. See, even I know this. Turn and just hit it. Just go over and activate. Punch it. No, don't shoot it.
I did. I'm activating
it. Move forward. There you go. You bump into it. You can only imagine. Door activated. Oh, no. Blinking lights is never good. What is that?
Oh, hey, it's mid-pack.
Oh, you needed that, too.
It's a mid-pack.
They called it a
Why do I always go, like, Rastafarian? It's like, it's a mid-pack. Oh,
there's something glowing over there. That's
I've got intel. It's an auto-mapper. There's something coming for me.
What is that?
Risk is our business. That's what the starship is all about.
Auto-mapper. What does that mean? Does that mean that white thing is coming at you from somewhere? Oh, yeah, you got to go in that door. There you go. Bump it and back up. You want to bump and back up.
And we really approved on mechanics when it came to...
We're powered up. Turn. It's that thing's going to open, and you're going to shoot something. Don't be so close. Don't be so close. I'm scared.
Where's the...
Something's eating you. I told you.
Yeah, but where'd the door go? Oh, it's behind me. There it is.
Really? I thought that was the door you came in.
It is, isn't it? So why...
Oh, hit it again. Is it to your left, maybe?
Bup.
Now I'm lost.
Now I'm lost, too. Where's the door?
Turn around. Maybe it's the other way. Across the way. To the left. Something is eating you. What is that?
What is that thing? There it is.
What is that? Something just moved over back there. What is that thing? It's a floating shotgun! Oh, I'm so happy right now.
It is incredibly dark.
Right? I think that's to add the creep factor.
So, I feel like I need to do better. Tell me a story, Nolan North.
I don't really have any stories. I do remember the first time I saw Alien, though.
And, talk about it.
John Hurt.
John Hurt.
So good. And when that thing just... And it looks at him, and he looks at it.
Do you know he did not know what it was going to look like? Nobody knew what the aliens were going to look like until they actually saw that reveal. So that's you're watching an absolutely organic reaction to that.
No way.
Absolutely. Nobody knew what that was supposed to look like.
Shut the front door.
My favorite reuse of that scene, though, however, is in Spaceballs when John Hurt shows up there.
Oh, no. Not again.
Oh, my 9mm will be ineffective against it, but there we go. Thank you.
Okay. So are we chasing that little white?
No, that's just showing what's going on my mini-map. Door activated. There we go. Oh, boy. Hi.
Ah. Don't touch. You know what I hated about this is that they would... even if you shot them and they bled on you, then you're dead.
The acid, bro.
How do we get that?
Acid rain.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
You gotta get over there. Now, this isn't one of them. Oh, there you go. Med pack. That's good. Something else. Battery. In case, you know.
Shotgun cartridge.
It'll be great.
Oh, right behind me. Where are you?
You know what I love with this? Take the 9mm instead of shotgun. You don't need a shotgun for more of this stuff. I'll switch out to 9mm. Well, that's nice. You know what's funny? Is like, this is one of those games, too, that you're looking at. Oh, I only have a certain amount of ammo. And I'm running around in the dark. Can I have a flashlight? Is that possible?
Dude, I...
Shotgun cartridges. That is good. It's dark. Oh! Look at that. They're like little bouncing jellyfish.
Facehuggers, bro.
Facehuggers.
It's facehuggers.
Yeah.
Derm patch.
They did a girl's kind of face. She was a gymnast. College. Where are you? What? You know what's bad about this? So what? Here we are. Here I am watching this, and
you
can't really see. And you ever get that? You think if you open your eyes wider, you think you can.
Oh, I'm absolutely doing that right now. Like, dilate. Come on. I did make the mistake of...
Oh, hit that barrel. You can shoot that.
Oh, I'm gonna shoot these barrels.
God. But do you have any idea where you're going? Is there any point? Because all I see is dark, and then facehuggers jump on me.
Oh no, xenomorph. I'm doing all right.
I have nothing to say. I'm just so into this now.
Wrapped with attention.
Come on now. You got six shells left.
Are there
shotgun?
Are there any more? Where am I going here? I feel like I'm going in circles. Shut up, Drew. Are there any more movies that you're like? I think we talked about this in Australia. It's like, what are you afraid to admit that you've never seen?
I don't know. I mean, Alien was one of those movies. One thing is my favorite character is always Paxton. And, you know, I got to meet him one time.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, down in San Diego. And he was just the nicest guy. I was down there with Coop and got to meet him. It was shortly before he passed away. It was just... I seen him in this and then, you know... But my favorite was Weird Science.
Of course.
You're stewed, buttwad!
I'm such a fan of Lance Henriksen. And I... Like, that's going to be... I don't want to be morbid. Feel like... That will be one that hits me hard. He did such a great job in Detroit. I don't know if you played it, but we should go through that. Our buddy Brian Deckert was in that. Such a good game. And I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not a big David Cage fan. Yep, this is telling me I'm going the right way.
There's a face hugger jumping on you. I switched the 9. It's running up. It's like a little rat.
Come on. Street rat. There it is. But I actually really enjoyed Detroit. David Cage is always trying to do things with games that, like, I don't want you to run or shoot or drive. And if it's not that, you're not playing a game. I'm like, I don't believe that. I do like to run or to shoot or to drive in games. And then I let the Alpine play.
I was pumping new shit, buying WA.
Come on. 82%. I got 100% of the secrets, and only did 56% of the mission. I could have done better.
Let's continue game.
While you do that, I'm going to read the plot. 4 years after the release of the third installment of the Alien saga, which we don't really like to talk about, Acclaim Entertainment Incorporated decided to produce a first-person shooter that would summarize the adventures of the brave Ellen Ripley. What we got is Doom set in the Alien films universe. Yeah, pretty much. The game loosely follows the storyline of the first three Alien movies. Ellen Ripley, the main character of the movies, duh, portrayed by Sigourney Weaver. By the way, there was a building in West Hollywood. It was one of the studios we used to always be at. I swear to God, I thought it was Atlas. It was Atlas Studios. I was like, I feel like Sigourney Weaver is the voice of this. It's like, welcome to this building. I was like, that sounds just like Sigourney Weaver. And the android Bishop are the only main characters in the game. Ripley is forced to fight her way through swarms of Xenomorph and combat androids before confronting and killing the queen. Back off, you bitch. There are three sets of levels. The first is on the colony, analogous to Aliens. The second is on the prison, analogous to Alien 3, which isn't canonical since in the film, the prison had no weapons.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, please.
Remember when you just said plot and you gave me the controller?
What happened?
I'm dead. And I have to start the game over.
Are we on easy difficulty?
Maybe.
You tried very hard.
Apparently, you cannot kill... one of the
Xenomorphs with the 9mm. You cannot.
Yeah,
you found it.
I did not know.
Understood. Yeah, you need that shotgun. And the third is on the. Did you capitalize derelict spaceship because you thought that was a proper word? It's a derelict spaceship. Like, it's not the spaceship. Can you imagine if somebody in a? What are you going to christen her, sir? We're going to call her the derelict. Perhaps we should call her something else. It's like, what's the ship's name? The Albatross. Terrible name for a ship. Absolute horrible name for a ship.
Yeah. Sinky. Yeah. Sinky McSinkerson. Great name for a ship. How about the best name for a ship?
What?
Caddyshack. I christen thee the Flying Wasp. Roll it.
I christen thee the Flying Wasp.
Analogous, so the derelict ship is analogous to Alien, though most of the level scenery was invented by the creator since it so little of it is seen in the film.
Yeah, that's true.
They mostly come out at night.
Mostly.
Better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
Such a great line. In early 1994, Acclaim announced that the Alien trilogy would be the first game to use the 3D motion capture technology created by the engineering team Advanced Technologies Group.
Yeah. I don't like this controller. I like the stick.
D-pad sucks over analog stick.
It's awful.
I'm fine with the D-pad for like tactical things.
I just don't.
But I do like me an analog stick. Known for confusing level layout and lack of narrative direction, but a decent first-person shooter game. Yeah, no shit. Sound effects are mostly sampled from the movie.
Really?
Yeah, but wait. This is what games used to do. I mean, before PS3, they used to, like when we were doing Brothers in Arms, but they went out and they sampled actual like M1 Garand rifles. They sampled grenade explosions and stuff, and it was like, doesn't matter because it's all going to get downsampled because they just did not have room on the disc.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, welcome, bro. All right, so we're a size 12.
I switched to my pistol by accident. Took out my first xenomorph. That's
not a good job.
God, it's so dark. I can't see. I see your shoes in the reflection of the TV. Oh, face crawl. Look at it. Just humped my face.
Yeah, it's face humper.
Why did it do that to me? Why did I like that so much?
Revox Alien Stomper 40th Anniversary OG. Hell to the yeah, dude. I need these shoes in my life. They only have size 3.5.
What the hell? Why does this thing get on my face and it doesn't get on yours?
Oh, you died.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta back up.
What's happening to her? Oh.
Dying.
Oh, no, he's like, yeah, get some of that.
That's a very bad animation.
That's Ripley Pie. I just ate. Oh, I don't mean it that way. I didn't mean it like that. Because he stuck his face down and came up like he just stuck his face in a cherry pie. This is too dark.
You want to make it lighter? Or like the subject content is too dark for you?
Subject kind of.
No.
It's never too dark.
I should have been wearing these shoes. You know what? I let everybody down. I just want to apologize. My sneaker game is not on point. I should have had these shoes by then. Maybe not shoot so willy-nilly, bro. Be a little. You were the one that said you have one bullet left. You were the one telling me is like, you be judicious with your ammunition because you have such limited ammo.
See that? I got ammo. How's that?
Yeah, and you're also about to get a face hugger. Like, I had a hard time navigating Wolfenstein. Shit. Wolfenstein was kind of hard. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, now we got something to live for.
I didn't know this. 20th Century Fox released 6 short films for the 40th anniversary that you can watch on alienuniverse.com. That's really cool.
All right, I don't know where anything is. I'm angry. I'm upset with myself. I feel like I've let everyone down.
Okay, so let's
battery, apparently. So, I'm just letting a face hugger have some face.
Let's see how gnarly it gets. There's 3 levels and 13 chapters in that. So, do me a favor and just die. Just go somewhere and die.
Oh, you think that's going to be tough for me?
Don't shoot anything. Just let it come. Just let the sweet, sweet release of death.
Just let it happen?
Just let it happen. There you go. Someone coming up. Don't go down fighting. Turn around.
There's nobody there.
They're right there. Literally right there.
You want me to just let it eat my face?
Just let it eat your face. There it goes. Yeah.
Oh, the sweet release. Oh, look at him. He's like, you got a hickey. Come on,
what, did he get tired? He
got tired. He's like, he's like a fly. He's
like one pump done.
It's like, hey, oh no, look, he did. He sucked on my face and he died. Uh-huh. You know why?
What a way to go.
Because there's no cure for what I got.
For what I got. Loving is what I got. I said, remember that. Loving is what I got. Don't, I want you to die so we can.
Hey, you know what?
I want you to die.
I want you to.
Hey, Grace, clip that out. I want you to die. Turn around and let that thing kill you.
There's nothing to kill me. Oh, there it is. Have some face. There we go.
Have some face.
I'm letting. I'm not shooting anything. I'm just almost looking there for it. But look, it dies after it sucks on me. Huh? Which, I'm like the Black Widow of Oral. Oh, look, it ran away. It's like, that thing tastes terrible.
Only you can make it difficult to die. Oh, ah. Oh.
damn it. No, there's a face hugger.
Yeah, but you blew it up with the explosions. Get close to those things. Those will kill you.
Oh, well, you really don't like me anymore, do you?
I find it enthralling that you could die in a matter of seconds when you were trying to stay alive.
Oh, I just got a med kit.
You can't...
There's a derm patch. Oh, I'm trying to quit smoking.
Derm patch. Talk to your doctor about how derm patch.
What if I just sit in his acid?
Face.
Sit in his acid.
Alien face huggers. Go up to it and just.
What if I just go up to the acid and just sit down?
No, nothing.
I'm going to.
Right there. Just. Yep. Take it from behind.
Come on, have some. Suck on this. It's all right. Don't be afraid. I like it. Oh, yep. Get it. Get some of that. Now watch. If I back up, he's dead. Look, I'm telling you. They eat my face and they go, oh.
Joke's on you, fucker.
Joke's on you, but hey, guess what? That's what gonorrhea'll do to a little face sucker like you.
I just want you to walk around, and next time you find the barrels, whole barrel. Oh, there you go. There's another one.
There you go. I'm letting.
Hi, buddy. Come on.
It's never been this hard for me to
It's never been this hard for you to die. God.
Look at that. It's like, I'm sorry. There is a cream that you can get for that. It's like, oh my God, what happened? Well, we went to kill him, and turns out...
He wanted it. And now we were just like...
Well, that's because, well, I have a
I'm
lot of
I'm doing this as a protest.
I'm literally walking around playing a game trying to die, and I can't.
Wait, there's another one. There you go. Hey, buddy, free food. Come get me. Come on. Here we go.
He's like, hey.
What's the catch?
Where are you going?
Come on. Come on.
Have some of that. Get on my face. Get on there. Climb aboard.
There you go.
Yeah, come on. Get some of that.
Yeah. Two more.
Hey, where you going? Hey, come on back, man. You say you killed my friend, some bitch. You're sick. Something's wrong with your blood. Come on. It's okay. I'm just saying. Hey, you know what? Hey, what? What? Don't. What? Oh, pistol. Shotgun.
Nope.
I'm trying to find guys.
My God,
this is amazing.
We now know what this episode is. Nolan can't die
when he tries.
Aliens.
When he tries to die. Oh, here comes a guy. Come on, have some. Yeah, get some.
Come on, there
come
it
on,
is.
Boy.
There it is.
Come on, get
two
some.
Two more. One more.
Come on, one more hit, baby. Come on, have a little sucky.
Oh my shit! This is the worst AI ever.
Oh, there you are. Hey, how you doing? Hey, oh hey. Come on, get on my face. Suck my face, boy. Suck it. Thank
you. God.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, die.
That kind of arouses me.
No, it shouldn't. That's wrong. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Thank God. Do you want
ladies, you got to clean. You got to like a conch, something stuck to her face.
Conch or conch?
Conchy conch.
Careful how you say that word.
Put a clam on your face. Just get it locked in. You can't breathe. Your mother's beautiful.
So, do you want to go to the level select, or do you want to go to the?
Oh,
do you want to go to God mode?
I was just in God mode.
No, you.
I was begging you for 10 minutes to kill me, and I was like, I am invincible.
All right, do this. Go to. All right, let's go to the end. Do you know the alpha? Or the NATO alpha numeric. Oh, wait.
I don't know it, but I know how, if somebody says it to me.
Okay.
So,
we're going to go Quebec 3.
Cheat codes engage.
That was like a game in itself.
Nope. So, is it a mission brief? The final task is at hand. Let's see.
You're on.
Oh, shit.
You're on. No.
It ends where it once began.
Yeah. No, I...
You must succeed. What if it takes a badge to the very safest level? You're like, son of a bitch.
Listen, I got that. Oh, but you got like...
Hell yeah, dude.
You have two... Oh, I want to see what this is going to do.
I want to see what this is
going to do. Oh, do you... Oh, you got to kill them pods,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
Back it up. Straight to the top, suck in your face, bitch. Back up and start ripping them a new asshole.
Check inside your asshole. Asshole clear.
Back up and start ripping them a new asshole. Oh, that is a... Okay, back it up. Before they pop out, just start crushing. Yeah, we're taking out all the eggs. Oh, wait. Why is he on your face?
Because... Where are you at? Come on.
Right to the left. Right there. Up on the wall. Up on the wall. Yeah. Wow, you have a lot. You have 734 rounds. I wonder if you step. You may be stepping in that. Oh, another one. Couple at you. Come on at you. Oh. Bad nun.
Whoa. Oh, no, that's what's doing it. I'm out of grenades.
And the face suckers are okay for a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's what shotgun? I want to do. Yeah, I don't see.
Oh, damn. Just unload it all. 82, 81, 80. Just keep unloading on that whore. Well, that's nice right there.
I mean.
Imagine that. I'm the original writer. It was like, back off whore, but she decided to ad lib. Back off bitch. Are those doing enough damage?
Probably not, but I'm going to do as much as I can with these and then switch to my heavy gun in a second. But my armor's gone, dude.
Taking a lot of shotgun blasts.
I mean, this would be a shitty boss fight if this is all it was.
Can't be. I can't wait. You got 13, 12, 11, 10. Count with me, kids. Cinematics are kind of fun.
All right,
so that is not going to take care of Alien.
Is it going to, if I press start, is it going to put me back there and I get another shot, or is it going to take me all the way to the back? Difficulty Xenomania.
You want me to,
Acid Rain, enter password.
Here we go. Give it to me. I'll do it again. You do it. I want to see you do this.
Fired final over. Task is at hand.
It ends where it once began.
The final task is at hand. I'll tell you what the final task was.
You must
was your mother in a masseuse parlor. My God. She Jesus. Was. I couldn't believe she won in Thailand. I
mean, yes.
Has a way with her hands that just makes everybody just. I mean, she's got a touch like butter. Please. She's got a touch like butter.
At least did some stuff. I just can't.
How do those things get on your face, man?
Jump pretty high. How do I do that? How?
How is it on your face?
I got this the same.
Back
question.
Up. Back it up. Same I think you need a smaller gun. Take a smaller gun. Take that out. Go to a smaller gun and take care of those little shits.
I'm stuck.
Take that. Get that gun out.
Dude, I am right now. Main thing is I'm up against the wall trying to get out.
They're in your face. Normally that's a good thing. Get them on your face, but they're on your face. Ooh. Over to the right. There's eggs. Look at them eggs. Yeah, take care of the eggs. Look at these freaking eggs. Eggs everywhere. We're gonna keep the,
I have so many better guns.
Grenades.
Yeah.
There's one to the right. There's a tulip. Those are tulips. Those are alien tulips. They have terrifying things. Maybe you need to find something that you
derm patch. That's helpful. It's a helpful tool. What is this? Body suit. Oh, I've got some armor now. That's way better. I could do much better than what I did before because I was going in with the armor wand.
Well, you should wear your armor at all times, sweetheart. Oh, what's that thing? Oh, there's a crawler on your face, but there's a thing straight ahead that you need. That's a thing. I don't know what it was. Did you miss it? Because it didn't come up.
Maybe I may be full. These are all the med packs that I need.
Hyper pack. I don't know what that is, but it's I assume it's good because it says pack.
Then pack.
Let me ask you something. These bleeding tulips, they're dirty. Come on. Look at them. Meat tulips is what I called a college, right? Called up my little meat tulip. You know what would have been good in this movie? Pacino. Oh! Look at that thing! It's huge, man! And it's got another snappy snapper coming out of its face. Yeah, just let's open up on this. Let's rip it open. Okay? Is that doing any damage?
How do we know? I don't know, man.
Can you fire? Can you fire anything at this? Can you? Can we fire any type of? Oh. Oh, gee, man, trail. Come on, man. We got flamethrowers. We're doing all kinds. Something's wrong. We need to find something on this level to kill this thing. I think that's it.
That's what I probably should have done.
All you're doing is you're burning her knees. Can we run? Let's run. That's what I do when I'm in trouble. Run. Serpentine.
What, were you Tom Cruise?
Serpentine! Serpentine! In-laws, play the original.
You ready?
No! No, I'm ready.
Serpentine!
Oh, Peter Falk. What is that? Did you do it?
Where's the door? Yeah, dude. Where's the door?
Up that way? There could be another one. Smart gun. Oh, there he is. Seismic charges you just picked up. Bro, you got seismic charges. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds wicked good.
Man. If I die right now, this is going to be stupid. Oh, my there God.
Where are we? God. Hey, you're taking it out. You're good. You're good. You're right. There you go. That way. There, to the left. There, behind it. There it is. There it is.
Ah.
Oh, there's all kinds of them. Throw a grenade in here.
I don't think I have any more grenades.
Oh, yeah, go on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go through there. Mission assessment. 100% aliens. 100% secrets. 100% mission. Yes! I like it. I like it a lot.
Continue game. What are we going to do?
Oh, and now for your viewing pleasure, Retro Replay presents the end of this game. And he fell out of her anus and walked off into the sunset.
Oh, hey. So sorry about that. We were late.
Hi, I'm your Uber.
You want to listen to radio, my friend?
My friend, I need 5-star rating, okay? That's good. You look very sweaty. Please put on jacket.
Dude, it's been a while since we beat a game. Cheat codes notwithstanding, that was still a challenge. Thank you for letting me play. It's been a while.
Look, and now I'm going to give you a long winter's nap. Let you rest. Mm. Now you rest.
I'm going to catch a finger in there.
By the way.
Yeah?
You know that guy who's working that shift? He's like, yeah.
That's Bishop. He's an android.
Bishop.
He bleeds oil. He knows. But uh-oh, look at this.
What's this?
That's where the aliens are in there. We're not safe. Oh, dude.
Oh, they boarded the
great ship. Ending. Happy Alien Day. Happy late Alien Day. And I think we should go home and watch the Alien trilogy, just not three. Just not that one. Not Prometheus. So basically just watch Alien and then watch Aliens and be done. Yeah?
And there was a third one.
We're not gonna watch that one. We'll watch those two movies, and then we'll ask you, what do we play next?
Game over, man! There it is. It's Alien.
It's Alien. I mean, you're not quite Sigourney Weaver yet. You're not that badass, but you guys did pretty good. You beat the game. So there is that. With cheat codes. There's an asterisk there.
No. It still counts. I did well. I did well enough. That should count.
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? It's funny, though. That just brings back memories of the movies. Because I don't think I saw this. I never saw it in the theater. I was just too afraid to go see stuff like this. But I remember, you know, I think I was such a wuss that I would watch part of it on HBO. And then I'm like, I can't watch this. And it have to be during the day. And then, you know, recently I saw it with my kids. I'm like, God, I was just a candy ass, man. Because it's not that bad. It's a good movie. It's good interesting. Movie. It's suspenseful, but it's not. You know, it's like, when am I going to be on a space station somewhere? But when the big, you think the big thing's going to eat your head, and then it opens wide to bite you, and then little thing comes out. It's like, oh no, you're going to bite me into little pieces. It's awful. Awful. And I never thought what'd you think about acid blood? That's not cool. That's cheating.
Oh man, I remember the first time they introduced that. I was like, what a brilliant conceit for like a villain. It's just another level of difficulty because you kill it and then it could actually danger you. Like killing it could actually hurt you. I thought that was genius.
I thought it was terrifying.
Man, it was good. I love aliens.
Yeah, it's like a dog running up to bite you, and right before he bites you, he butt fucks you. I don't know. All right. On that note, Here come the credits as read by the replayers.
What is going to happen, everybody? I'm Brent Ahe, founding 500 member, otherwise known as Brent Ahe in the live chat on the YouTubes. I gave soup to Drew, and that means I get to read the credits for this week's episode. Subscribe to the channel so you can join people like me in being part of the best darn community on the internet. Also, leaving reviews for this podcast on iTunes is a pretty cool way to help others like you find us. Thanks to Stephanie Judge, who makes this episode look good. And to Paul Booth and Eric Toso for making it sound good. You can follow my dear friend, the best joker ever behind Mark Skywalker, Troy, on Twitter at TroyBakerVA and on Instagram at OfficiallyTroyBaker. You can follow my dear friend, whose favorite game is Spider-Man for the Atari, Nolan, on Twitter at NolanNorth and Instagram at ReallyNolanNorth. And of course, follow the King of Soup, Drew at Drew Lewis. And our resident Canadian, Big Papa PJ at PJ Harzma on Twitter and Instagram. This channel is made possible by soup from people like you. To find out about upcoming live shows in your area and merch, go to RetroReplayShow.com. The reason why we watch is for the hang and not the game. From Fredericksburg, Virginia, this is Brent Ahe. Stick around for another episode or we'll see you next week.
That one got me, buddy. Oh, shit.